Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
We're here. We're firing on all cylinders.
You better believe it. Is your dad shaving the traditional plum pudding this year?
You know he is.
He is, yeah. When does he pass that on to you? You're the eldest in your family.
Oh, you have to defeat him in single combat.
Ah, you know? With a razor?
Well, yeah, you've got the razor and he's got like a plum.
The pudding.
He's got the plum pudding that's on fire on a chain, you know what I mean? It's a real God of War situation.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Festive.
Mm.
Good stuff. Mason, there's so much news this week. I can't wait to get into it. Do you agree?
Oh, do I agree that you can't wait to get into it? I'm not convinced, if I'm honest with you.
Sure. I hate the fluctuating. I know people have been talking about weather a lot. Every podcast you listen to in Melbourne is like, it's so hot, whatever. But the fluctuating weather in this room, it's madness, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know what. It's been raining for 3 days. It was supposed to flood. It didn't. I was supposed to go out. I didn't because it was a flood and I had to cancel. And then the flood never came.
You say that, but again, I'm not entirely convinced. Oh, I had to cancel. Like, you don't love canceling.
No, because I got a text message from the government that says, hey, don't go out. You'll die. And I'm like, better not. Fucking government.
Twist, I sent that text.
If you can't,
but what I'm saying is you are exactly the kind of person who'd be like, oh, no, can't go out.
No, man, because I spend a lot of time here.
Yeah.
So any time that I can go out, I normally take. So I haven't been out of my house for like a week. I've just been cooped up in here.
Do you think it's affected you mentally?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Almost certainly. Mason, here's something that might affect you mentally.
Oh, no.
There's been a bunch of Star Wars news.
Won't affect
trailers and clips.
Not at all.
Okay, it won't. Mm-hmm. I've stopped watching all the trailers and press junket stuff and whatever. I did see a couple of things of note. One, Daisy Ridley has mentioned that she probably won't be coming back after episode 9.
Right, okay.
Which I wouldn't count on. Would you count on that?
No.
I mean, I'm sure Mark Hamill thought he wouldn't come back. I'm sure Harrison Ford was 100% sure he never...
Right.
I mean, I'm sure if you asked Harrison Ford, he probably doesn't remember that he came back.
Sure, yeah, right. Do you think this is one of those situations where her agent's holding out for more money?
I'd say it's almost certainly that. Also, you're in the midst of filming this trilogy. Who wants to think like 20 years from now? She wants to murder at the Orient Express or whatever. You know, she wants to do acting and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But
is she in Murder on the Orient Express?
Yeah, she's the Express.
Oh, terrific.
She's one of the suspects. I don't know. You obviously haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
I heard it's okay.
She's the buffet car.
That's the classic British role. Mm. But so, I mean, it's the same with the Harry Potter people. They're like, oh, we're done forever. But now there's kind of inklings that,
right,
you know, they'll do it. They'll do that follow-up one.
Cursed Child.
I couldn't think of her name. Yeah, a bit down the line. But after we grind through this Crimes of Grindelwald
trilogy. Yeah. And so there's going to be two more of those?
Two more, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Fantastic Beasts and then a relevant subtitle.
That's
how they're doing them, yeah.
Terrific.
How many Fantastic Beasts do you think they're going to work into the Crimes of Grindelwald? Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, are the monsters going to hold him accountable? Is he going to get trapped in a suitcase with a bear, but it's got wings? What's going on?
I think at some point somebody will ride a dragon and they'll put that in the trailer.
Yep.
And then it'll go Fantastic Beasts and then we'll all go, oh, there was a Fantastic Beast in that. Okay. There'll be a big old dragon.
I wouldn't call a dragon a fantastic beast at this point.
Oh, is that a mundane beast?
It's a standard beast, Mason. All right. It's well, middle of the road.
Okay, what's
it's
a fantastic
to be expected.
What's a fantastic beast to you then?
Aragorn middle of the roaded the dragon.
All right. Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's something like, you know, it's like when you go into the suitcase and there's a, what was in that movie? I don't know, like a horse, but it's got the head of a different horse. I don't know what was in there.
Sure,
it's
yeah.
It's got a horn.
You
I
think
don't
it's
know.
A Brumby, but it's body of a Brumby, head of a Palomino.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. Sure, yeah.
Exactly.
Wild stuff, man.
Wild stuff, man. But on just quickly on Star Wars, our good friend and
Steele Saunders.
Steele Saunders has been on the show a couple of times. He was on Jimmy Kimmel in the crowd.
Not as a guest.
Not as a guest. He was a lunatic in the audience.
Yep, uh-huh.
No, they were talking to Andy Serkis about Snoke theories and whatnot. They referenced, there's a guy in the audience who's fed up with all your Snoke theories, and it was Steele, and he's got his t-shirt on. How many do you reckon he sold from that?
We should ask him.
Yeah, we should, yeah. A great, great promo. That guy,
I'm going to ask him live.
Please
right,
do.
Okay.
That guy, he's bloody, he's hustling, isn't he?
Yeah, that's
he's
right,
crushing
yeah.
It. Yeah.
We wouldn't think to wear our own merch to a
I don't own any of our merch.
Yeah.
I think you own one of them.
I own the Weekly Planet logo t-shirt,
yep.
And I own the one that's just me, and I own an It's a Duckler t-shirt that is also just me.
Fantastic. Love yeah. It. Yeah, uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah. But there are a whole bunch of designs I should get. There's that Terrifico Fantastico one that looks
yeah,
really
that's a good.
Good.
One. Yeah. Would you get the one that's the Justice League font, but it says Weekly Planet?
The one you made.
The one that I made.
Oh, you're reaching, I think.
Well, Mason, maybe I'll do this and it will convince you 100-fold.
Oh, he's wearing the lanyard. He's putting on his Justice League lanyard. It's
embarrassing. I'm all in, Mason.
Nice. All right, we're 2 weeks out from Justice League. We're 2 weeks away from... How are you feeling about Justice League?
I don't think about it.
Well, there you go.
I only think about when we've actually got news on it. We'll talk about it
okay,
in a bit.
But all right, all I'm saying is, do you still maintain you had fun with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's you know what? It's in the context of the universe that they've built.
Yep.
It's no good, right?
Yep.
Like that universe in general, but as a movie, as a standalone, it's totally serviceable.
Okay, sure.
You know?
And you had fun with it.
Yes, I had some fun with
right,
it, Mason.
Terrific.
You're still messaging Steele?
We're recording the pod and we're wondering...
Where are your merch stats at?
How many T's...
Did you write T apostrophe S or T-E-E-S?
T-E-E-S.
Okay.
Sold from... your
appearance on Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Television
live
program
CBS.
On the television.
Is it CBS? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see what happens. He was active 10 hours ago, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just waking from a beautiful slumber.
Are you following his run keeper, are you?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Great.
I'm following his Foursquare.
Yeah.
He's the king of Jimmy Kimmel Live now. I defeated Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't like it when people can see when you're active and what you're looking
at. Yeah, yeah.
Or if they know that you've checked a message or whatever.
Yeah.
It fills me with dread and anxiety.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like it.
And there are definitely some people out there who are like, I'm going to wait the nanosecond he's active and
yeah.
I'm going to pounce.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, man, you want to be on my podcast? No. I do. I probably will.
All right, what do we got here? Brendan Thwaites he's going to be Robin in the DC TV series, an actor I'm not really familiar with. I was going to Google what he actually looks like, but they released a picture of him in his Robin costume.
Yeah.
What did you think, Mason?
Well, he's going to be Dick Grayson
Robin.
Oh,
I know this guy, yeah.
But the suit is like a dead ringer for the Tim Drake Robin costume.
Yeah.
Like it's got the pointy R.
Yep.
Whereas the classic the
like
Dick
the
Grayson,
Star Trek.
Yeah. The Dick Grayson Robin is
points.
more like a Comic Sans R.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it's got the black cape with the yellow lining.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can't see the pants. I assume they're long pants and not little boy shorts.
Oh, I hope they're little boy shorts.
I do not.
Brendan Thwaites is like 29 years old as well.
Oh, the perfect age for boy shorts.
I think so. You can get away with that. The romp is coming back. I think the boy shorts should come back.
They're next, right?
Yeah. Daniel Craig bought back the little shorts.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
So. I think I don't really know any details. This kind of blindsided me, this whole Titans thing, but I think he's going to become Nightwing at some point, sort of midway, like maybe finale of the first season.
Maybe we see him at a distance in the very last episode of season 9.
Yeah, nice.
Smallville style.
Yep, he's he's throwing away, he's opening up his Robin costume and his Nightwing costume's underneath. He's wearing long pants under his short pants.
And then they're like, it was never about Nightwing. It was always about some other bullshit for Night Seasons. Right,
yeah. All the other Titans got all their powers and costumes and went on adventures and he was just hanging out. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess
he never uses his grappling hook. He's always got it on him. And he's always, we spend 9 seasons going, use the grappling hook, swing around the city.
But there's an episode where he sleepwalks and uses the grappling hook.
Yeah, nice, exactly.
In season 3, and then he doesn't do it again.
Yeah. These are all references to the TV show Smallville, in which Clark Kent never becomes Superman.
Well, he does. In the last 40 seconds or whatever. But it was never about that, Mason.
No.
If you thought it was about that, you're a moron.
It was about the journey, not the destination.
Clearly.
The destination being the awesome adventures of Superman and the journey being him just running around on the ground as the Kansas Blur or whatever he was. No good.
Anyway, you're going to give this DC Titans show a go?
Yeah, I'll give it a whirl.
What universe is it in?
Looks good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. What universe is it in?
It's unrelated. Mm. It's not the Arrowverse.
Okay.
And it's not the cinematic universe, I don't think.
It's not the Arrowverse yet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. What do we got here? There's a trailer for a Batman anime.
Yeah.
Which I watched 30 seconds of and went, yeah, I get it.
Did you not like it? I liked it a lot.
Yeah, no, I like it enough, but I didn't like it enough to...
Batman Ninja, it's called.
Yes, he's a ninja. Mm. Are they going to... Is it subs or dubs for you,
I mean,
Mason?
He's a samurai more than a ninja.
Batman Samurai.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually an interesting question. Apparently, like, I didn't recognize any of the names, but all the voice artists are apparently, like, the big guns of anime voice artists. Like, they're the Kevin Conroy of Japan or what have you.
Gotcha.
So I'd be interested to know if they do a dubbed version of this, if they get Kevin Conroy to do the voice.
Excellent. Who could do a really stereotypical Asian accent? I want that. I want like a Mickey Rourke.
Not Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, he could probably do it. I want a Mickey Rooney.
I was going to say Mickey Rooney. You're thinking Mickey Rooney, right? I want a Mickey Mouse doing an Asian accent.
Yeah. No, it does look cool. But I remember it came out at a time when I'm like, I'm really busy.
Oh, I see.
So
I just
went, yep, get it. Anime. Batman.
Thus far, it seems kind of light on plot details.
Yeah.
Initially, I'm like, is this regular Batman and he's been teleported to an alternate universe where this is happening, but I think it's just
like a Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah, I think it's just an Elseworlds situation where it's modern day to some degree, but it's in this that weird semi mystical, semi steampunk clockwork.
Yeah, right.
Ancient
yeah.
Japan. It's also the present.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But it's got the Joker's in it. Yep. Gorilla Grodd's in it.
Harley Quinn.
It's got Catwoman. It's got all the Robins. Including Red Hood, who's in like a red...
Hood?
No, he's in like a red... He looks like a post box.
I was going to say, you're doing like the dog collar when a dog gets its shots and it doesn't... Yeah. It can't lick its wounds.
Uh-huh, yeah. They don't want him to eat all the cherry blossoms off the trees.
I understand that. Yeah.
So, but now he's got like a red post box on his head. I assume that's some sort of traditional Japanese post box on the head, but I don't know what it means.
In Japan, the post box and postman are combined. They're the one thing.
Oh, fantastic.
Did you not know that?
That's so efficient.
I thought you were cultured, Mason.
No, I'm not cultured.
You sack of shit.
It's very efficient.
Yeah. It would be, I'd imagine. Mm. Great. Good stuff. Here's some DC news. Justice League continues to not...
There's also a giant robot in it.
I didn't get that far.
Is it good or bad?
Is it a good one or a bad one?
So I think it's a bad one.
Is it better or worse than the Night Bat Crawler from Justice League?
It's better than that. I think it's a giant Joker robot.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't get the full scope of it, but I think also...
I mean, I got the full scope of it.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm cultured.
All right. To me, it was just a dumb old robot, but I get it. Yeah, you get the traditions of Japan and their giant robots. He's also a Batman who's wielding a sword, and I'm interested to see what version... Like, is he going to find creative ways to, like, hit everybody with the back end of the blade and not cut their arms and legs off?
Or Zorro.
Like a Zorro. Exactly.
Yeah. Or is he going to de-limb?
Yeah, maybe.
He could de-limb. Batman would de-limb.
No, I don't think he would.
If he has to, he'll de-limb.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, he wouldn't... I mean, this is also a different Batman as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
We don't know what he's kind of... Because isn't that the aim of a lot of sword fighting is if you don't want to kill, you take off a hand. Then you win.
I guess.
Because you can't fight with a sword if you have no hand.
Boy, that is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very cultured of you.
I think so. Mm. It's in the Olympics as well. What do we got here, Mason? Warner Brothers apparently wanted to fire Zack Snyder off the back of Batman v Superman, which I think we all suspected at the time.
Yeah.
But because they decided to film it 2 weeks after Batman Superman came out, that probably wasn't an option. Yeah.
Because everything was set up and all the...
Yeah.
That's amazing,
done.
Right?
Yeah. So, and then obviously he stepped away regardless for personal reasons. But yeah, it's a strange... Well, we talked about it in depth, but yeah, they hung their whole universe on the Zack Snyder ideas of these characters, and then they tried to change it, but people didn't. How was the Justice League? I know we talked about it recently. How was it?
Have we talked about the Justice League?
I mean, how is the team?
We talked about the Zack Snyder DC movies.
Can't get past that the team up movie made less than every other movie.
Yeah, right.
It makes no sense to me. I don't get it. I don't understand. But anyway, and in addition to that, we had news about some higher ups at Warner Brothers apparently pushed out the release of the Justice League because it coincided with them getting their bonuses for this year.
Yeah,
and if they pushed
right.
it back till next year, then they wouldn't have got them. So.
Because the movie would have tanked and they would have been like, well, you didn't make enough money for us, so
yeah,
you only get $20 million each.
Or it would have been... Yeah, or it just would have been if they didn't release it, then their bonuses would have had to wait a year for their bonuses.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah. We'll never do that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, as I said, because I talked about it in one of my videos I did this week, I don't know. But it's a business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people that, you know, you want your money, I get that.
Yeah.
But clearly the movie suffered. I mean, if you're reshooting in July and you're releasing in November, that's not a lot of time to CGI a mustache off a man's face.
That's true.
Apparently. Anyway, I'm sure that universe will be fine. You have a good feeling.
Yeah.
Mason, do you love David S. Goyer?
The Suicide Squad guy?
No.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know if you're right. He wrote Batman, Superman. He directed Blade Trinity. He's done a bunch of other stuff.
I think he's fine. Isn't he the bullet dodger? Isn't he the guy that just, like he just does, he's done a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's taking credit for all the good stuff. And he seems to have dodged all the blame for the bad stuff.
Yes. He's one of those people. Yeah, because he's had a big hand in like Man of Steel and a bunch of other stuff. Let me just check. I just want to bring up his filmography. We've definitely talked about him before. Oh, he directed an episode of Da Vinci's Demons.
Ooh.
Sounds real good, man. What do we got here? I don't recognize. Okay, yeah. The last one he did was The Unborn. But He's got a hand in a bunch of...
He's got his dirty little fingers in all sorts of pies.
Well, if you look at his filmography, he's got a hand in Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, but also Jumper, Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel, The Forest, Green Lantern that's coming up. And
I really hope that that's how they say it in the movie, The Forest.
Forest, yeah. He was an associate producer on Kickboxer 2.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, he might be a bullet dodger, Mason. But anyway, the reason I bring him up is because he's going to be directing Masters of the Universe. It's finally happening. They're going to paint a cat green.
Terrific.
And they're going to get out.
Everybody's
there.
Going to wear little pink shorts.
Oh, I hope
the
so.
Little shorts are back.
Little shorts are back, Mason. We suspected as much.
We did, didn't we?
We've been talking about this for, I think, as long as this show's been going.
Yeah.
And there's been talk of this movie even before that. I think Justin Lin was going to do it at one point.
Yeah.
The Fast and Furious guy. And there was supposed to be a sequel to the original, which became all that money went into Universal Soldier or something.
Okay.
Or the sets. I can't remember. Something like that.
All the Dolph Lundgren certainly went into Universal Soldier, didn't they?
If it wasn't Universal Soldiers, it was one of those movies.
Right.
I can't remember exactly.
A Dolph Lundgren vehicle.
Yeah, a Dolph Lundgren vehicle. Thoughts, Mason?
Knock it out. Let's see how we can do it.
Who's He-Man?
The Rock.
Yeah.
No, it can't be because he needs the blonde bob.
You think
it's going to look really weird.
Do you blonde bob He-Man though?
Not these days.
Certainly not. Do you top knot?
Oh, I think you top knot. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you couldn't give him that Prince of Valiant haircut.
Maybe you give him the Prince of Valiant haircut when he's Prince Adam and then he top knots when he's He-Man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, please send us suggestions if you think of a good an action hero who would look good in a top knot.
John Cena.
And a blonde bob. John Cena?
Speaking of John Cena, Mason, I'm glad you brought that up.
I didn't, because, but continue.
Because John Cena's posted some images of Watchmen comics to his Twitter or feed or whatever, of Dr. Manhattan specifically, meaning leading the people to believe that he may have been cast in the Watchmen TV series.
Ooh.
As who knows what character.
Or he wants to be cast in the Watchmen TV series.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't think so. I think it'd be
Does
more...
Does that work? I'm always curious.
I think when actors expressly, like specifically ask for roles, they don't get them.
Right.
But when they get them, they'll do something subtle like this to kind of get the fans kind of get them revved up, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that? I mean, he's big.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But is there a big enough difference between Dr. Manhattan and what's his name before he's Dr.
Billy Crudup?
Yeah. No, the name of the character.
Oh, John Osterman.
Yeah. Mm. Do you get a smaller guy?
Yeah, I think so. Because how they did it in the movie is they got Billy Crudup's face and they put him on like a super ripped bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. So I guess they're not going to do a CGI body in this, which makes sense because it's expensive.
Yeah, sure.
So they're going to paint him blue.
Just paint him blue.
Fluorescent paint, I guess. I don't know. Great, good. He can act a little bit as far as I know. I haven't seen him in much.
He's often a Marine or
a sniper.
Sniper.
Yep.
Marine sniper.
I've got images of him coming home from war in a movie and his dog greets him.
Nice.
But then maybe trouble follows him wherever he goes.
Like the dog's got a knife.
Like the dog's got a knife.
Wow. Well, yeah, well, you need some solid acting chops to sort that out.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dog might have a knife. You've got to beware. This dog doesn't have a knife.
No.
That I know about.
Yeah, but that's how dogs get you, because you don't suspect that they're going to have knives.
That's right.
Yeah. Got a release date for Hellboy, Mason.
Terrific.
January 11th, 20... It must be 19. I've written 2017, but it must be 19 because it's not next year.
Uh-huh. So you're having, some trouble with dates this week.
I don't think so, Mason.
In your video...
No.
You're Justice League... You're the bloody... What were you talking about this week?
Who's having trouble with what, Mason?
I'm having trouble with all my words
Avengers
and all my
Infinity
thoughts.
Avengers Infinity War.
There we go.
Yeah,
you said 2017.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, absolutely did. But, you know, what do you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, anyway, I was not excited. I was mildly excited for the new Hellboy for a while, but then after Stranger Things, I'm like, David Harbour, good choice.
Good choice. And it's Neil Marshall, I like as a director. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's do it. Let's Hellboy. But people have said, well, January 11th, January's a dumping ground for trash. Take a shit film, put it out in January. Mm-hmm. But maybe January's the new February.
January might be the new February, exactly.
Which used to be the dumping ground for trash, and now it's Deadpool.
I don't think they can afford to have dumping grounds anymore. I think there's too much. I think, or even it's like where everything used to be a dumping ground, people are like, okay, but if we put one thing in here that's good, we will control that market.
Becomes a thumping ground.
It's no longer a dumping ground, it's a thumping ground. Exactly. Yeah.
And you know what else?
A crumping ground.
You know what else is smart about
this? A scrumping ground.
What's a scrump?
A scrump is when you steal an apple off a tree. Scrumping for apples.
Scrumping for apples.
Scrumping for apples.
Is it a metaphor? Is this movie going to take in a lot of apples instead of coin? Is that what you're talking about here? Or is it a metaphor?
It's a metaphor, but scrumping for apples is a real thing.
Okay, great. Excellent. I just thought of this, Mason. I've thought of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think...
By all means, express that thing.
Well, at the start of 2019, if this is when this movie comes out, there's no Star Wars movie a few weeks before.
Right.
Meaning people might be looking for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because Star Wars normally has a clear run from December through to Deadpool showing us his balls.
Yeah, sure.
So, hey, man.
Is there anything Marvel coming out?
I think Aquaman's coming out, and there's another couple of things, but there's some clearage there, Mason.
Mm-hmm,
so good stuff.
Everyone's jostling and scrumping.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is apparently going to open up the multiverse,
right?
In the Marvel, I thought they already did. I thought Doctor Strange did.
Yeah, and
is the multiverse going small or is it going into a different dimension?
It's different.
I thought
dimension.
That was the quantum realm.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is they're just going to say, "Hey, the quantum realm's really
scrumping."
Well, the scrumping grounds. The quantum realm is the microverse, I guess.
Yeah,
but I think they're just. Do you think opening up to the multiverse is too complicated for this universe?
No, I think that's where they're probably going to go.
Really?
After three, yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to duck into different dimensions. We're going to get alternate versions of characters. They might bring in like younger Iron Man or whatever. No, I think they can do it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I'm assuming that's where Hope Van Dyne is.
Not in the quantum realm.
I don't know.
You'd think she'd be in Shrinky Land, right?
Well, from the set photos, it looks like that she might have aged when she comes out.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Sure, I thought that was going to help this conversation, but it didn't.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. Well, that obviously points to the multiverse then. You can't age in Shrinky Land.
Is that so?
I don't know.
Paul Rudd didn't age when he went in, did he? He
came out
as good as ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Mm. Great.
But that's a false equivalency because he doesn't age in any circumstances. So.
It's true. You've caught me in a thing.
Mm. Yeah. But I don't know. I think maybe that's too... I don't think the key to the next phase of the Marvel Universe is make it more complicated.
No,
I think
you're
it's
right.
pulled back yeah. a little. I think maybe they're going to introduce the multiverse in the sense of like, did you know there was a multiverse? Well, there is. Ta-da.
That would just be that. They won't go into it.
They won't go
into
no details.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know there was a multiverse? What? No. Well, there is.
Well, knock me down with a feather. That's the post-credit sequence. We spoiled it. Did you know there was a multiverse? A multiverse? Yeah. A what? I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
That would give us an opportunity for Marvel zombies.
Yes.
Because you can't zombify the regular Marvel universe because there's no coming back from that.
Absolutely not. But you can duck into the quantum multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it also might give them room for?
Yeah.
And this might be the key, is whatever properties they're buying back.
Yes.
So if they want to buy back the Fantastic Four, they want to buy back the X-Men or what have you, they can be like, they were in a parallel universe the whole time and now they're here.
We've just merged the worlds. What do you want?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, hey.
Also, we've just recast everybody. What do you want? Right, except exactly. Deadpool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, apparently Disney are aggressively pursuing the Fox properties,
ooh,
which Fox is selling off, which includes Fantastic Four and X-Men and a bunch of other stuff, like some rights to Hulu and this and that and whatnot. So I'm not 100% on one company owning most of everything.
Me neither.
I mean, if they do a good job of it, whatever, I guess.
Sure.
But I guess it can also encourage people who don't have any of these characters to create new and interesting franchises to try and, you know, kind of try and topple it. But I also like the idea of...
That's certainly worked out well so far.
Yeah, well, but, you know, like, well, that's how Marvel got started.
That's true,
know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Surely someone will figure it out at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Someone will crack the code. Mm. But, yeah, no, it'd be interesting.
Bring back the Archie superheroes, that's what I say.
Bring back the Hanna-Barbera superheroes.
Were there any?
Space Ghost.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Harvey Birdman.
Harvey Birdman, yeah.
Okay. I've said on Twitter that I hate Hanna-Barbera, and I do.
Yeah, me too.
I hate all the traditional, like, I hate Flintstones, Jetsons, that sad fucking blue dog. That shit cat
Droopy.
Who lives in shit cat who lives in the alley just hustling.
Top cat.
Yeah. I hate all those people.
Yeah.
But I love Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
And the way that they reintroduce these characters.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Like, I don't like Scooby-Doo. Uh-huh. I don't like any of it. Because I remember as a kid, I'm like, these are the shit
and
shows.
And they had a laugh track.
They had a laugh track inexplicably.
Yeah.
Just walk cycles and the backgrounds can like just... Flintstones was terrible. So,
wow.
I mean, I know it was great for the day and whatever. And what if a pelican did your dishes or whatever? But I'm not
What if you took a dump in a pelican's mouth?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can't do it these days without going to jail.
No,
so
that's
live
it.
Vicariously through Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. That being said, there's been some recent stuff, in particular Harvey Birdman. And I know people love Space Ghost Coast to Coast, which I've actually never seen. Did you like that?
I did like that, yeah.
Harvey Birdman must be at least 12, 15 years old now, right?
Must
right?
be, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is... So, yeah, I guess if somebody could take that and do something good with it, yeah. But there's also that Daphne and Velma prequel TV or movie they're making. Did you
really?
See TV
no.
show or movie? Yeah.
It's just Daphne and Velma.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sounds not good.
No Scooby-Doo.
No, because you'd have to get a dog.
No Shaggy? No Fred.
I don't know, man.
The most boring one. Really? Interesting. They're not using the most boring character.
They're not using the most boring character.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. But I think, okay, the reason I think I hate Hanna-Barbera a lot
yes.
is because when we'd go on long family road trips, we'd have AM radio. Which
Your parents would constantly be doing Jetsons impressions.
Yeah. We had like a Hanna-Barbera tape.
Right.
And that was one of the only pieces of entertainment.
Like a read-along storybook.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like a variety hour.
Oh, what?
But it was all the Hanna-Barbera.
Is this another one of those things you've made
no,
up?
No,
like
it's
the
real.
Series?
My brothers will attest to this. Mm. And it's just god-awful. Just them singing show tunes and being, and now we're bringing on this fuckwit or whatever. And to sing. And it was atrocious. And even as
That's quite ribald for the day, isn't it?
But even as a kid, I was like... This is bad. Like
yeah, right.
this is not. Is there? Can we just not listen to anything?
Do you think that was your earliest memory of things being bad?
Maybe.
I think not that, but I think maybe. I think Hanna-Barbera was my first memory of things being bad. Because as a kid, you just take everything as it comes.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that we both were like, no, this is no good. And then we just had another, you know, another 10 years of like, everything is good.
Yeah.
And then it, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations, Hanna-Barbera, on producing the entertainment that are really, the very...
It's also not our generation.
Yeah.
It's like still, a generation behind ours.
Right.
So...
But I think like... You can show kids old episodes of The Simpsons, and they'd still
enjoy true. It. Or like even like Roger Ramjet.
Yeah, is exactly. Quite that's good. Still yeah. yeah. So did you be like, yeah, congratulations, undiscerning children hated your stuff, Hanna-Barbera. Good work. Yeah, Roger Ramjet.
Yeah.
Oh, when are they rebooting that?
Never.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, always. Not never. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming. Good. Yeah. Just get someone with a big chin, The Rock. There we've done.
We've
put him
it
in
again.
A big dumb white George yeah. Washington hat or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, Mason. Avengers Infinity War trailer.
Yeah.
It's the most watched trailer of all time. In the first 24 hours, it got 224 million views, which is nearly, I think it was like 25 or 30 million views more than whatever the previous one was.
Mm.
Don't know what that was.
Gangnam Style.
Mm.
The trailer for Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Everybody get fired up. Gangnam Style's coming. And people were like, I don't know what this is yet, but I'm going to watch
I'm
it millions of times.
Yeah. I've made two videos on it, Mason. Two trailer breakdowns. I'll link them below if people want to check them out. There's some details there that maybe you've missed. One of them is like a Q&A kind of thing where people sent questions and ideas
fun.
And it was kind of a bit of like, oh, that's interesting, or no, your idea is bad. No, there was none of that. It was all solid stuff. Mason, I know you've seen the trailer. What do you think the trailer was?
Look.
I'm doing that for this now, I guess.
Okay, great, terrific. I think it was a trailer for the movie Avengers Infinity War.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I need
it's
a better question.
Soon. Yeah, I kind of...
What stood out for you about it, though?
There's so much stuff.
Yeah, right.
Let me see. What's it open on? It opens on the world.
Oh, wow.
It opens on Tony Stark looking sad.
Yeah, right.
He's looking sad and with one regular arm and one some sort of different arm.
Mashed up arm.
Looks a bit mashed up.
Might not be his arm.
No,
might
I think it's his
a different arm.
Arm. I think it's just a dirty arm.
I made a suggestion in the trailers. The thing that I think someone or a lot of people are going to die in this because you can use the time gem to reverse whatever.
Right. Okay.
I think. Like Spider-Man might be the one to go.
I don't think so.
Why, Mason?
I think... Okay, so in this trailer we have... So Thanos arrives.
Yep.
in through his little portal thing,
mm-hmm.
and we see Spider-Man, he's on the bus,
yep.
and his Spider-Sense kicks off,
yep.
which is, that's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Because, we assume he has some sort of Spider-Sense, because yeah. otherwise he would have died two movies ago.
Yeah, and that's why he wears the goggles, because there's too much...
Yeah, sensory input. Yeah. So that's good. But I think what happens is he is the first responder to this event.
Right.
Like, he's the first person there, and he gets thumped a bit.
Yeah.
But then later in the trailer, we see somebody in an Iron Man suit getting walloped by Thanos.
You don't think it's...
I don't think that's Iron Man.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Pepper Potts.
Ah, that'd be cool.
I think she's in the suit because...
And she dies.
Yes.
That would be great.
I think that's why he's sad.
Yeah.
I think okay, so if we can... There seems to be a lot of things happening at once. So one of them is that we see Mark Ruffalo in Doctor Strange's Sanctorum.
Yeah.
Like being looked over by Wong and Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So what I think happens is we're going to... I think so. Leaning off from Thor Ragnarok, spoilers at the end of Thor Ragnarok, post credit sequence, we see Thanos' ship behind the escaping Asgardian ship.
Yep.
I think that one of the first scenes is going to be in Infinity War. We're going to have Thor's going to be like, "Heimdall, get these people out of here. Get the Asgardians out of here."
Yeah.
And me, Loki, and Hulk are going to deal with this ship.
Yeah.
And they go to deal with it themselves.
You don't think they get raided?
Oh, maybe they get boarded. Yeah. You know, I'm leaving that open.
But they're dealing with it, though.
I don't want to make too many proclamations. Sure, because the more that I make, the more I'm guaranteed to get
the
wrong.
The more specific you get,
yeah.
the more...
Now,
yeah.
let's get really specific.
Yeah. What but time is this going to happen in the film?
Oh, probably in the evening.
Okay.
When we see it?
Yeah, good.
Maybe like an 8:30 session?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that Thor is going to get punched into outer space,
yep.
like into deep space.
Yep.
I think the Hulk is going to get punched so hard he ends up on Earth.
Yep.
And if you recall at the end of...
He can get punched through a reality
yeah,
as well.
I think that...
Or time.
You know, one of Hulk's dilemmas in Ragnarok is if he is afraid that if he transforms back to the Hulk, he'll never become Bruce Banner again. But I think Thanos hits him so hard that he changes back.
I think that's very possible.
Yeah.
Somebody sent to me as well that one of the Thanos's minions
yep.
has a spear that when the Hulk gets hit with it in the comics, turns him back to Bruce Banner.
That might be it.
I don't know whether that's true.
Okay, right.
I don't know who sent me that.
Look, we can't rule it out.
No, that's right. Yeah. Thank you, that person on Twitter. Yeah.
And I think Loki probably gets captured.
I think Loki gets killed.
Oh,
Because he's no good.
Right.
Because
okay.
I think for Thanos.
Right.
Like he had a job and he blew it. And
that's
then he,
true,
and then he
yeah.
went and hid. And then he's like, here's the cube.
Yeah, so do you think he's like, here's my bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Let me live.
And then he probably pulls some hologram shit.
And then he gets killed.
Gets
right.
killed, yeah.
Torn to pieces, yeah.
But again, it doesn't matter because anybody can be brought
well,
back.
Well, that's true. But yeah. I think they're going to have to... The problem with using the time, any of the gems to reboot reality in whatever manner is... that if the option is still on the table at the end of the movie, it ruins all the dramatic tension. So I think they're going to keep it to an absolute minimum.
Yeah, right.
I think that at the end, maybe at the end of this or at the end of 4, Adam Warlock is going to show up and be like, I'll take care of this. I'm the only responsible person in the universe. I'll take the Infinity Gems or whatever.
You don't think they'll destroy them and whatnot?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think even if that's the option is on the table,
yeah.
they could always be like, oh, our friend died, Adam Warlock, can you bring him back to life? And then he'll have to kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay,
otherwise,
yeah.
what's the point? You know. Anyway, what my feeling is that the Hulk ends up in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yes.
Tony Stark shows up.
Yeah.
And my feeling is that, my guess would be that you can't, there's no cell phone reception in the Sanctum.
And he's trying to call Captain America.
Well, but before that, I think that he goes in there and then this event happens and he's uncontactable. And so Pepper Potts is like... Well, I've got to deal with this.
He also has, and Levin sent me this from the
yeah.
fan podcast, Horny Dad, Andrew Levin.
Yes, correct.
The cell phone he's got is the one that Captain America gave him at
the end of Civil War. Yeah, right, exactly.
Really, I like that a lot.
Yeah. So what I think happens is Pepper Potts is like, okay, Spider-Man's in trouble.
Yeah.
I have to go save him.
Yeah.
And she goes to save him and then she is killed.
I like that a
like
lot.
Like there's...
Because it's also, she has used a suit before.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot.
Yeah. So I think what happens is, Spider-Man, there's a scene where Spider-Man is thrown to the ground by Thanos and he's clearly in a lot of trouble. I think Pepper Potts shows up and then she is killed. And then the doors open on the Sanctum Sanctorum and he finally figures out what's going on and then he goes there, but he's too late.
And he blames Everybody but himself.
Yeah, exactly. I would certainly blame Doctor Strange if there's no cell reception in that bloody house.
I wonder if
I'm
trying to think if anybody... Nobody took a phone call in there, did they?
No, everyone, see, that's exactly
everyone's
it,
just
right?
Wearing. We don't know. Everyone's just wearing a robe and twiddling a bloody lasso.
Probably use a bloody crystal ball.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. No, I like that a lot. I think that's really valid. What is interesting about this trailer is a lot of the characters that you see early on aren't on Wakanda. So I think you're going to get like Tony Stark and Spider-Man if he's alive or whoever's left going and doing a separate space mission.
Right.
While Captain America, Hulk, and Bucky and whoever and Black Widow are dealing with Thanos' forces.
Well, because haven't we also seen a set photo of Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland and somebody else and they're in space?
Yeah, I think that's also...
Was it Peter Quill? Was it?
Yeah, I think, because that was also, I think, in that trailer that they showed at D23.
Yeah.
So I think when he comes through the portal, you're going to get the Guardians coming through. You're going to get a bunch of people meeting.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And I think, I can't remember whether I said that was Earth, but it looks more like that it might be Xandar.
Right, okay, yeah.
And then he's coming, because he's gone to Xandar to get a... This must sound like nonsense to anybody. Sure, yeah. To get the
gem. No, he's going to Xandar.
To get the gem that's there.
Yeah.
And then he's going to step through.
Right,
Earth.
Yeah. So I that might be the opening sequence as an assault on Xandar.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, he has to go there.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't
what
go
there. What gem do they have?
They've got.
Reality?
The purple one.
I don't know which is which.
Yeah.
That speaking of, there is a scene between Scarlet Witch and the Vision.
Yeah.
Which and the Vision has acquired human form.
Yes.
So.
Do you think that's a hologram or
I
whatever?
I think my very specific speculation about this.
Yep.
Is that in between Civil War and now, he has been able to use the gem in his head to, like he's been able to manipulate that power to acquire a human form.
Yes.
And now he can have the romance kind of situation.
Because you've seen like Age of Ultron, he can change his skin color cape and whatever. Yeah.
And that's also like a metaphor for his, you know, emerging humanity kind of thing. But then I think what is going to happen is he's going to get that stone torn out of his head and then he can't do it anymore.
And he's just going to look like
the Vision.
Or look like a human.
No, I think he's gonna be stuck as the Vision.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the thing. Like, we're gonna have a doomed romance situation here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, doomed.
Yeah,
romance.
Because Scarlet Witch and the Vision were married in the comics. So
yes,
that's a fun little.
And then divorced.
And then he builds his own family. I wonder how that's gonna go. Poorly.
Oh, real bad.
Yeah, real bad. I think the end result of this is he's going to lose that ability and be stuck as Robot Vision.
Is he still going to have like the powers of a robot?
Yes.
But not, he can't shoot a laser from his head.
I think he's still going to be able to do that. I think he's going to basically have everything in the same thing, like once Doctor Strange loses the time gem, I think the Orb of Agamotto is still going to have magic powers. It's just not going to have the ability to alter all time and space.
Yeah, he could eat a yogurt out of it.
He could eat a yogurt out of it.
Yeah.
What an odd choice of a thing to do out of that.
I just think you could put something in it.
Yeah.
Like a yogurt.
Yeah. Let's see. We have Bruce Banner standing next to
Hulkbuster.
A Hulkbuster arm.
Yeah.
What do you think's going on there?
Well, in the second video I did, a few people sent this to me, and he's going to Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah, right. Because he can't change back.
But also we see in that trailer that he's running, like the Hulk's running into the battle.
Yeah, right.
So either that could be it's a swap out, like a CGI swap out.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it could be that they're split.
They're very sneaky, these Marvel trailer makers. Yeah.
Or they could be, like, they could have split them.
That's so true, yeah.
But I love that if it is true that Bruce Banner is in the Hulkbuster armor. Because he can still contribute to a fight.
Because that suit, when you see it leap in, it does do that weird gorilla landing
that
the Hulk
does.
That's
true, yeah.
So, it could be. Also, here's another option. It's the Hulk in that suit.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Right?
But why?
I don't know. But also, I think that's quite unlikely because it would also require Tony Stark to have enough time to build a suit that's big enough to put the Hulk in.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think it's probably Bruce Banner or Opera. See, but here's the thing, though. In this particular scene, he is standing next to the arm.
Yeah.
He's wearing a suit.
Regular man.
He's wearing a suit. So maybe he's operating it with like virtual reality or something.
Maybe he's
on the ship.
I'd also
want him in it. Yeah.
Give me some bloody stakes, mate. I'd also love that if he hulked out in it.
Yeah, and then he bursts from it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen because we've got the severed arm and he's in his outfit. So he's in his little smart casual outfit.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's going to be, he's in the Hulkbuster. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then eventually he's going to regain his ability to turn into the Hulk. And then with the bunny Black Widow's seen him and she's all, oh, he's back.
Apparently their relationship is done. Like Scarlet, Hansen.
Yes.
People say I say Scarlet. I guess I do.
It's Scarlet.
Like Scarlet, but it's an Australian accent, says it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say, how would you say it? Another.
Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Scarlet. Scarlet. Scarjo.
Yeah. But she got emotional talking about those characters because she recently went through a divorce and she was like, she saw a parallel between her and Bruce Banner in these. I never really liked them as a couple anyway. I'm okay
just saying. Well, you can say that now, they're broken up.
No, I don't mean real life.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who she married.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just didn't think that, that Age of Ultron relationship, I didn't really.
It was a little bit forced. Yeah.
But what do you think, like Ant-Man, Wasp, Hawkeye?
Like, where are they?
Where are they? Hawkeye's got that sweet haircut. It's not. It's a dumb haircut.
I don't
Hawkeye's
mind
got
it.
That dumb haircut.
I don't
Doesn't
mind
look
it.
Good on Jeremy Renner, though.
I think it'll look better in motion.
Okay.
He's not in this trailer. A lot of people have been like, that behind the
could
like,
be.
Behind the soldiers in Wakanda, that's him with his weird haircut.
It could be.
Maybe.
But it's, there's a
little bit of a spoiler for Black Panther in this. Black Panther's still alive. He wasn't killed in his first solo movie. But also, the guy who plays Man-Ape.
Yeah.
He's like one of his friends. They're friends now.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I think that's, you know, it's a little
nice.
Positive, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you also see, we haven't really talked about Captain America, but he bloody rolls in.
Yeah, sure.
It looks like the Winter Soldier outfit. Do you think he's just been, what's he been doing? Push-ups? Punching a bag?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, all those things. Here's another little, hang on, go back to that. Talk about Captain America.
Yeah,
I don't know, he's probably spear catching lessons. Yeah.
Spear catching. Yeah. Bucky's unfrozen as well.
That's true. And he's got a new arm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the red star on it anymore.
No, because he got the last one torn off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's Wakanda
technology.
Tech.
Yeah.
Or maybe they give him a vibranium arm.
Correct. Yeah.
And Captain America, another reason I think it might be Bruce Banner is because if that's Tony Stark in the Hulkbuster armor, he would have given Captain America his shield back.
That's true. It'd be in the suit. It'd be in a little backpack.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless it's one of those things that you could CGI out if it was on his back.
Yeah.
You know, but he's got the gauntlet thing, kind of things that he's fighting with.
Because Black Panther does say, give this man a shield, which I think was a fun little.
Yeah.
That was, I enjoyed that. They look like in the one of the Black Panther trailers, there's somebody who's got like Panther gauntlets and they're clearly like laser cannon kind of situations. But I think maybe they're just like vibranium.
Yeah.
Like clubs.
Some people have also said it could be like a holographic shield. Like
maybe.
Force field kind of thing. Which would be cool.
Which has been done in the comics a few times and is pretty good.
Pretty good or very good?
Very good.
I'm going to say pretty good.
All right, fine. Well,
tell you what.
So do you think this is, speaking of Wakanda, do you think that means that the final Infinity Stone is in Wakanda?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think almost certainly.
It'll
tie in because Black Panther's the next one to come out.
It'll
introduce the last one before.
Yeah, that's true.
Infinity War.
Like, hope nothing bad happens to this. Have they definitively said which stone is which? Or is it somewhere assuming?
No.
Because everybody says that the Vision's stone is the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
But what if it's the Soul Stone and that's why he's got a soul. And the Mind Stone is in Wakanda. Which is why everybody's super smart.
That's very possible,
Thank
Mason.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very specific claim based on nothing.
No, it's good. I'm liking this. Yeah.
Good.
It's going to make you look like a bigger idiot if it doesn't come true.
Correct.
And I'm all about that.
Mm.
Yeah, there might be a bit of a... at the end of the day for this, when this movie kicks off, it doesn't really matter which is which.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean,
they all kind of shoot a laser. And
yeah,
they all
exactly. That's true. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
He's not going to be like, I'm going to use the time stone to reverse this. Like, there's a, you know.
Yeah.
Although there is a moment in this where
the Green Flash.
Maybe. No, it's this scene where there's some ruins. A street's been ruined in New York, and we've got Tony Stark taking his sunglasses off, and behind him it's Wong and Doctor Strange, and they're frozen in time.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Why is he not frozen
Correct.
In time? Well, sometimes we've seen that some of the stones don't work on him as well because of the thing in his chest.
Oh, right,
but he doesn't have that
doesn't
anymore.
Doesn't have it
anyway.
Anymore, right, so exactly.
Not that that should affect.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might be. So you think it's the Soul Stone, like, because Loki had it in his staff and he was flogging people's minds. And,
oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But that could still be the soul, I guess.
Again, you're correct, and they're all quite vague.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can hold them or not hold them. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What else? There's so much in this trailer that I'm not sick of talking about. No, you are.
Fine. You can bring in new stuff. Because I haven't actually really spoken to anybody about this other than on Twitter.
Other than the internet,
which doesn't count most.
Yeah. All right, what do you think of Thanos? What do you think of his look?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a good CGI man. It looks like Josh Brolin.
Yep. Uh-huh.
He's got a big old face. He doesn't have armor because he doesn't need it.
Right, sure.
The Infinity Gauntlet is different.
It is a different gauntlet, yeah.
I don't know. He looks toned down in color. But that just might be because he's in a big yellow environment.
Yeah, I think because he's in daylight. I think that's probably the key to that. Yeah.
They've definitely tweaked him as the movies have progressed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I think he looks better than he has in some other ones. I think in comic book movies, they've struggled to make helmets look good. Like, it's been Captain America's been a bit of a...
Yeah.
Like, he'll whip that helmet off in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's the test case. Yeah. And they're like, oh,
They've nailed it. They've got it down pat now. But
yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Oh, that first one.
Like, look at Thor. Like, they're not giving him his helmet.
No, that's true.
So,
yeah.
The first one or you're talking about the Avengers one?
Oh, the Avengers one.
The first
one's
quite good.
Yeah. The helmet one, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
No, but what do you think, though?
About?
The Thanos, as a look.
Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I would have kind of preferred the helmet.
Yeah.
I think that's a weird justification after the fact.
Right.
Like, he's evolved and he doesn't need helmets anymore because his armor is his indomitable will or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I think they just went, can we do a redesign? Let's get rid of the helmet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because the version in the comics has a helmet and he's been doing this for ages.
Would you rather him be Hulk shirtless? Like,
no.
Less clothes.
No, I think he needs a shirt.
Like a
nice, yeah, nice, a nice light blue button down.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Some
slacks.
I think
some khaki slacks.
Look, you're coming into summer,
wrinkle free.
You're late in your New York spring.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you think that big device is that he's got? The big circle. Is that a portal? Is that some kind of destruction wheel? What is it?
No, I think it's just a portal to bring all his armies in.
Okay.
Yeah.
They love a portal,
his
don't
floating
they?
Whales. His bloody, what else has he got?
I don't think he's using them.
His generic monsters. Oh, it's that four-armed beast?
Yeah.
That's a something. I've seen those in the comics before.
Yeah, they're called... Levin sent that through to me. I can't remember what they... Yeah, but they're like a race of genetically engineered something that he just grabs races from whatever
planet.
And uses them for his own for his own particular means. Hang on, I'll find out who it is.
If you could.
If you don't mind. Sorry, they're called the Outriders.
Nice.
Yeah.
That being said, he does appear to be dropping like these big spikes onto the earth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've got troops in them.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're troops.
This isn't another terraforming situation.
No, I think they're invading Wakanda.
Yeah.
To
it only just occurred to me the other day that Justice League, essentially is another
all in, baby.
Oh, stop it.
Got this lanyard.
Yeah, all right.
It was free.
What a free lanyard! It just occurred to me the other day that Justice League is just yet another real estate scam, ultimately. It's just a guy trying to build himself some prime real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how you make bank
that's
in the DC universe, baby.
Motif, yeah.
All right,
we had fun with it, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. Okay, he's putting the stones on the gauntlet. That's pretty good.
Yep.
How did you like that performance of that character?
What character?
Of bloody Brolin.
Good, we don't see him talk.
No, that's true.
We
don't
hear him talk
because the CGI is not finished. Maybe,
maybe, or maybe they're saving it.
Maybe it looks ridiculous.
Maybe
it looks ridiculous. Maybe he's got like a the chin does a blah, 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 like a wobbly like a jellyfish wobble when he talks. And
like a boss nass.
Like let's save this for later because people are really gonna love this.
They're gonna dig it, Mason.
Primo, yeah,
in a big way.
We're still
recording. Yeah.
Just thought I'd check.
We're not quite at an hour.
Okay, right.
I think, look, you want to eliminate any kind of fun that people can make from a trailer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to put in something that people can meme and make ridiculous.
People have absolutely memed Thanos.
They have.
He's every pop culture. Homer Simpson. He's Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
Yeah.
He's the landlord in the first Spider-Man movies. Yeah. He always wants rent.
There's the porn stars guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah. It's probably Guy Fieri, if I had to guess.
Probably Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of them. But I think, you want to eliminate.
But that also shows that people are engaged with
exactly.
It.
But you don't want to, like, you don't want a Steppenwolf situation where, and I put them side by side in one of my trailer, the first trailer breakdown.
Uh-huh.
They're night and day. Like as as like big hulking greyish CGI men go.
Yeah.
Like that's really, Steppenwolf is very poor.
Yeah, sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
But hey, what are you, what $300 million gets you apparently. Yeah.
Look, I'm just looking at, we're about a minute 50 into this trailer here, and Thanos is about to thump the whoever's in the Iron Man suit, and they are putting their hands up to defend themselves way that Tony Stark absolutely would not. Like, he would take a punch right to the face.
Yeah.
Just on principle, I feel.
Sure.
And then tumbles over and got a little bit of a womanly curve to it. I'm 100% certain that's Pepper Potts.
I think that's a good call. All right. And that's a really good call.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense that he would give her an Iron Man suit.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Sure.
And we've seen her use one before.
Can we talk about the Iron Man suit?
Yeah.
Oh, we got the Falcon in there. He's flying and shooting guns.
Yep.
That's his thing.
Yep.
And Rhodey's back as well.
Absolutely.
Although...
we've only seen him briefly.
And we don't know if that's him in the suit either.
Yeah.
Could be anybody.
I think it'd be interesting...
what if it's Martin Freeman?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, right.
I think it would be an interesting reintroduction of that character because his back has been broken.
Yep.
And it's kind of like, no, he's still in the game.
Yeah,
so I think I think it would make sense if it still is him.
Yeah. Somebody, I think it was on our Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group, suggested recently Martin Freeman as the Red Hulk. Because he's not...
He's
a Ross. He's not General Ross, but he's Everett Ross. Why not?
I like that
Why, you know, and then, you know, every character's a good character, but in a lot of people I think are saying like, why bring, because he's great, why bring him in for like a character who appears for 5 minutes a movie when he could be...
And you're not going to base a Red Hulk movie around... what's his name?
One of the Hurts. William Hurt?
Who's great, but they're not going to make a movie about him. You know, he's not Watson, is he?
That's true.
What were you going to say about the Iron Man suit, though?
Oh, what do you think?
Bleeding edge.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I think that maybe could be a fake out. Like, as we've mentioned, people are all, you know, the Marvel people are putting characters in and out and for the trailers and, you know, editing out Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in the Age of Ultron trailer or whatever.
Right.
I think maybe the design we see for that might be slightly different in the movie. But yeah, that looks like in the comic books there's a version that Tony Stark builds with Reed Richards and it's basically like a nanotech
suit. Two of
the
biggest pricks in the,
exactly,
universe.
Yeah. Let's use our unlimited money and resources to make something really dangerous and then keep it for ourselves. What's the worst thing that could happen? It's an expansion of the previous Extremis suit.
Yeah.
So he stores it in his bones, basically. Yes. And it's like liquid metal. He could just form up the helmet if he wants.
Yeah. Have you seen those prototype helmets that you wear a cushion around your neck and if you come off your bike, it
pops out and protects your neck. Exactly.
It's like the
foam protects your neck Wu-Tang style.
Yeah. Like the foam car in Demolition Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like if he just wants like, you know, enhanced hearing, it'll just go around his ear or whatever. Wants boot jets or something. Or he could be wearing the suit and just form a giant gun with his arms or whatever he wants.
It seems like it'd make you real kind of, it'd distort
itchy.
Distort your bones and body to keep an entire Iron Man suit inside your person.
Well, I think he's supposed to weigh like 400 pounds when he's wearing the suit.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah.
They never really factor that in. Like when Wolverine should weigh like 500 pounds.
That's why he's so muscular.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
But even little Wolverine.
I mean, there's also in the other trailer, which you can find online, the leaked one from D23, you see Spider-Man saying, "I'm sorry, Mr. Stark." So it could be that he was there when Pepper Potts gets killed.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, yeah.
Totally. I'm on board with this, man.
Yeah, okay, good. All
I'm
right.
definitely coming around.
Weekly Planet exclusive. But yeah, the suit, I think it's going to be less advanced than the one in the comic books, but I think it's whatever, you know, that, you know, he's just wearing that hoodie and then he's wearing like some sort of black bodysuit underneath that with the arc reactor of sorts. I think basically that's it. It's this black sheath.
Yeah.
And then when he activates, it's the full suit.
Sweet.
I think.
Yeah. I like seeing what his suits do.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
What's bloody next?
Missiles.
Lasers.
Wow.
Lasers?
Yeah.
Mason, you're saying things, and I like that.
Okay, I got two more notes.
Great.
What do you think of Black Widow's hair?
It's not her worst hair.
What is her worst hair?
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it's Winter Soldier, the long straightened hair.
Yeah.
It's weird. Don't like
it. But she's got good hair in general.
Best hair? Iron Man
Avengers.
2. Wow, all right.
Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's it. And final note, we didn't think we were going to see him, but then Thor's like, "Who are you guys?"
Oh,
and it's the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And people have said, have they intentionally given Star-Lord a mustache
right?
to mock DC?
Maybe.
I think this is too far along. They filmed this early last year.
No, I think they've CGI'd it on as a gag.
No, they haven't.
I 100% think, Okay, this is my final very specific prediction that is going to turn out not to be true, but I think they've CGI'd it on as a goof, just to prove how easy it is.
I hope that's right.
Yeah.
And they just don't mention it again? They don't show it again?
No, I think they'll reveal it eventually.
Yeah, I mean, when it's because he doesn't look like that. He's never had a mustache like that.
He's never had a mustache. Why would he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's not even stubble and the mustache is slightly thicker. It's just a mustache.
A mustache.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
I think so, yeah.
Will that do it, Mason?
I think that'll do it.
Now, we're going to do another topic this week, but we might save it for next week because we're going to... This will run way too long.
Okay, then
and
we'll save
it. Frankly, I've got some editing to do after this and okay. You need to get out of here, Mason.
I need to go and eat a snack pack, probably.
Stop eating your snack packs late at night, Mason. Those are calories you don't shift because you go straight to bed.
I'll go for a run afterwards.
You won't.
I won't. Why would I?
Eat a snack pack and then sprint. Not a good idea.
And then I won't even retain those calories because I'm going to vomit on the street.
Good things, Mason.
Yeah, man.
Oh, one thing about Infinity War.
Yeah.
I think it's going to end in ruin. And then everybody.
Earth.
Heroes dead left and right.
Right, okay.
You've got your core members alive and maybe some new people who are going to carry on the new Marvel legacy.
Uh-huh.
And then the next movie is just going to be, they've got the Time Stone. That's the one thing that they've got.
Right, okay.
And they're just skipping through time, fixing
shit.
Well,
it's interesting because we've yet, you know, so far we've had a couple of Marvel movies that have had the names of Marvel comic book crossovers, like big storylines, but they haven't, they've only really been those stories in name only. Like Age of Ultron went through time and space and dimensions and parallel universes and all that sort of stuff. Mm. But the movie was just, it's a robot. The Age of Ultron was this week that happened. Remember that Age of Ultron?
I think a week is pushing it.
Yeah, it was more like 2 days. But maybe this is the one where they go, okay, well now this is a time travel.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for if they're going to do a time jump?
I've seen some set photos, so this is a little bit of a spoiler.
Okay.
Skip ahead a minute or so of that they're reshooting the end of the Avengers with Loki and Thor and Iron Man. So they might even visit that point in time with the Tesseract and be Loki.
Yoink.
Yeah, exactly. Yoink. Right. They're going to be yoinking shit through time.
They're going to be yoinking.
I think they could go back to the 40s and Peggy Carter. Yeah. I think we're going to get some... I think we're going to get a journey through the MCU.
Right, okay.
That's what I think we're going to get.
I think people are going to enjoy that.
Oh, mate.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm going to love that.
And I'm expanding that to everybody, I'm assuming.
And you know why, though?
Yeah.
It's because they've built this universe for 10 years.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because even if you don't love every character...
Yep.
You know what? Everybody knows these movies and everybody kind of likes Robert Downey Jr. And he hasn't punched anybody in the street or whatever in a long time. He's doing really well. And they've taken the time to methodically map out these movies and course correct when need be. And they're not all perfect. Mm-hmm. I would say there's probably not even an outstanding one among them.
Uh-huh.
But I would say on the whole, it's an incredible achievement. And this is the culmination of all of that.
Bring on the imitators, I say.
Bring them on.
But I think you're right. And there are, you know, there are definitely elements where people will be like, oh, I wish we'd seen more of that, or we'd seen an expanded part of that, or we left that on a sad note. I'm absolutely hoping for, it probably won't be in this one, but maybe in the next one, some sort of Peggy Carter, Steve Rogers reunion.
Oh yeah,
of some
absolutely.
Kind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because again, there's an enormous gap between the end of Agent Carter.
Yes.
And now.
Yes.
And again, she has Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah. No, she's dead.
Well, I mean, she's dead. I mean, sure.
Keep talking. I'm just going to, I got to plug in my computer. It's about to die.
Okay, cool.
But keep going.
Yeah. And I think there's definitely room in that for them to be like, to get that bloody last dance. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you're wrong,
mate. Oh, no. Come on, mate. Come on.
No, that absolutely makes sense. Also, his current girlfriend is very unconvincing. Like, as a couple.
Right, okay.
They're not.
Hang on, who is that? Is that Agent 13?
Yeah, whatever.
Her niece?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or granddaughter, or whatever it is?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening with this, Mason?
Don't know, mate.
What have I done to myself?
You've let the side down, is what happens.
Never.
Yeah.
What the hell? Is this not always working? Don't worry, everybody. I'll edit all this out. I'm not wasting your time.
I suspect you say you're going to edit everything out, but it's just going to be, you're just going to add all that clunking and thumping to the whole episode. People are going to have to figure out what it is.
Is that still not charging?
Man. You know what it is? It's because you've got one of those keyboards that glows. You're using all your power on that.
No, it's not that. It's that there's no power getting through to this.
Mason, not only did we fix the problem, we added a sweet little break, didn't we?
We did. It felt good. We talked politics.
We did talk politics. Mm. And everything's fine, isn't it?
Yes. Within the bounds of literally this house, everything's fine.
Okay, you know what it's time for then?
It's time for what we're reading.
What we're going to read.
It's a segment we do.
I'm doing a thing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm caught up on The Good Place. Have you been watching The Good Place?
I am well up to date on The Good Place.
It's good, right?
It's a good place.
No spoilers. But
and you can watch it in this room where it's safe.
That's so true, yeah. In many ways, this is The Good Place.
I think so.
Yeah. No spoilers for the show. But I'm really enjoying it.
It's not
too taxing. You can just watch an episode and enjoy it. But also, what I do like about it is that it's...
Can you move your mic a little closer?
Yeah. It's a show that's willing to sort of evolve in a lot of ways. Like it's not a...
It's one thing, but then it's another thing.
Yeah, it's not a show that's following an exact formula. I don't know if there's a series Bible, if you will, about it. Sure. But, you know, it's not like, okay, it's going to follow the same formula every episode. There's going to be a problem and they're going to overcome the problem, blah, blah, blah. There's this further narrative to it that I really enjoy and it's funny.
And they've greenlit season 3, I believe.
Yeah, I think they have, yeah.
Which is all happening.
Yeah.
I think there's only 20 in total, maybe.
Something like that. Less. But it's on Netflix. If you've got Netflix, it's free. So.
Yeah, and speaking of, they've been showing some Black Mirror trailers as well. You've been seeing any?
I haven't watched any yet, no.
Yeah, I watched a couple. And they're really like, I don't know what this is at all. So last two came out and I went, I'm just not even going to watch it because it doesn't give me a sense of what
this
is.
Are they too surreal?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Is it just a box and it's floating and you're like, what's the box?
It's got your mind in it or whatever.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I actually started reading because I realized I'd never read it. I'd read like bits and pieces and panels here and there. I started reading Infinity War.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's very 90s, isn't it?
It's nonsense.
Yeah, right.
Like it opens up and it's Thanos in a field and he's in different... This is like the volume you get off Comixology. And he's in regular clothes and there's a scarecrow dressed as Thanos. And then he takes its clothes and put it on. And then another Thanos turns up and I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Which one is... Like, is it different dimensions or... So I'm just kind of skipping ahead and there's a whole lot of dialogue about cosmic this and that and the universe is in peril. But I have no idea what's going on. I just want the core issues of where he attacks Earth and whatever and...
Yeah, that's towards the back.
Captain America's shield and... But no good.
Yeah, sure.
What are your thoughts?
Look, like a lot of stuff from the 90s, it probably hasn't aged well.
Yeah, I'm sure there's good elements of it. I know there is because I've read parts of it.
They've incorporated them into the film Infinity War.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Mm.
Speaking of films though, Mason.
Yes.
I know they're a hot topic on this show.
Oh, yeah.
But we've done a couple of Caravan of Garbages for Star Wars.
We have, that's
true.
We're
hoping to do some ones that aren't video games. No guarantees. It depends on the availabilities of Matt and Ben as well, who do some editing and whatever. But we've definitely got three video game ones.
Yes. But that being said, we were thinking about, we might do a Caravan of Garbage on the lead up to Infinity War, speaking of. So if you're someone who has seen some of the Marvel movies and not all the Marvel movies, and you're like, well, how much do I need to know to get into Infinity War?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. We've got this.
Mason's got this.
I got this.
Yeah, but that will be closer to, like, we got to get away from Star Wars.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start talking about that. But no, I'd love to. And I know people have always say, like, can you do more comic stuff? And we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But
this week.
That being said, the last week one we did on Star Wars and the Nintendo, many people have said is one of the greatest episodes. And I think it is.
People really invest in that episode.
I genuinely think it's one of the
reasons,
best.
For many reasons.
I think it's incredible.
So it's the original Star Wars on NES. It's the American version, the US cartridge.
It's a harrowing journey.
Boy, isn't it? Of leaps of faith.
There's an arc, unlike where we just go, nah, this is crap, and then we stop.
Yeah, right.
It's a real journey. It's a hero's journey, basically.
It's episode 4.5, if you ask me.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Here we bloody go. Okay.
Which I'm aware is Splinter of the Mind's Eye. Don't at me. I'm aware of
I'm
what
I'm already
that is.
Adding you, Mason.
Oh, jeez, come on, mate.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm trying to think of anything else I've read this week. Probably not.
You probably haven't, or you've probably not read?
No, No, I probably haven't read anything now that I think about it.
Great.
Who has time, you know what I mean?
Not me, Mason.
Yeah.
This is boring, Mason.
Oh, no, come on, mate.
Listening to you.
Fine, let's get into the most rock and roll segment we have. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters,
they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
There's nothing more rock and roll than sending an email. And if you want to send an email to the show, you can at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Mason sifts through the noise.
Yep.
It's good. There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
To pick out a couple of letters, I've got a few tweets, #weeklyplanetpod on Twitter.
Oh, yep.
And then we go from there.
This one is from Matthew Kelso.
Yep.
If you could make the disaster artist behind the scenes style film about a comic book movie, which movie would you pick?
Fantastic Four.
That's his first suggestion there. Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah. What else is? What would you pick?
He's also suggested Justice League: A Real Fun Time. I don't think I'd want to know because there's some genuine tragedy behind.
There's tragedy,
that.
And it doesn't seem that's more corporate than corporate and literal tragedies.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four was like breakdowns and studio interference and actors fighting directors and reshoots with weird wigs.
Yeah, sure.
So,
yeah. I mean, I would kind of like to see, I would love to see Henry Cavill on like a Jimmy Kimmel or something.
Yeah.
Telling the tale of the mustache, the Mission Impossible mustache.
Did someone send you the Henry Cavill prank where he put a sticker on the Batmobile on Twitter?
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is the original prankster.
How does he keep getting away with it?
When the Offspring were talking about the original prankster, I had no idea at the time that it was Henry Cavill. But
did DC know they've got such a loose unit on their hands that they have?
They're going to find out, and he's gonna get called in by HR, and they're going to be like, "Come on, Henry, come on, mate, come on, come on, all right." That's what I was going to say. I read the first chapter of The Disaster Artist.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I haven't seen The Room, so I have to see The Disaster Artist. Have you seen The Room?
I have seen The Room. I only saw it once. I saw it at, in Melbourne, there's at the Cinema Nova. There's like a midnight screening every week or something like that. I saw it with a bunch of comedians, and I feel I can't really top that, so I'm never going to see it again.
All right.
But it was...
I was going to say, do you want to watch it with me?
I'll see it with you.
That's all not right. as good.
But what happens is they hand you a little, because, you know, it developed this fan base.
Spoons, right?
And yeah, they developed this fan base, and all the people started doing funny things and saying the lines and doing all that sort of stuff. Mm. And so when we went to see it, you get handed this little booklet with all the things you're supposed to do kind of thing during the movie.
What?
And they hand you spoons, and when this happens, you do this, and when it happens, and we all were just like, no, let's just go off script.
Yeah.
And it got real weird.
Good.
So
everybody just says whatever and does. Yeah, see, I think I just need to sit down and watch it quietly before I go to a screening and where people are yelling the lines out.
Uh-huh,
I just need to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could see it at the movies, because I mean, you know.
No, I will, but I'd rather see it by myself to kind of.
You don't want to get that kind of
movie-going
camaraderie?
Nah.
All right, then.
I want to
carry on.
I want to kind of sit in the weirdness by myself.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems like a very interesting story.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Yeah.
I don't know if I should read the rest of the book before I see the movie, though.
Yeah, right.
Real good.
Real good.
It's a exploration of a very strange man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really interesting.
A lot of things we don't actually know about him still as well, apparently.
That's true. Yeah. The last time I saw his Wikipedia page, it said that he earned his money because he paid for the whole thing. It cost $6 million, but it said something like he earned his money selling leather jackets. And I'm like, what does that mean?
That is not true.
That is absolutely not true. And apparently, so Greg Sestero, who's the guy, Mark in the movie, apparently he wasn't going to do it, and then they were just like
an obscene amount of money.
And it's not disclosed, but it's got to be a lot.
Like a mil.
Well, yeah, because he's like, in the book, he's like, I was going to say no, and then he's like, here's the figure, and he was like, okay, well, I can now live in Los Angeles for a year, and I can do this, and I can do that, and I can buy a new car, and all this sort of stuff. And then Tommy Wiseau's like, and I'll buy you a car. So it's got to be a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll buy you.
And also now he can sort of just do this touring circuit now forever. So
absolutely. I mean, I'd imagine he got a pretty decent payout for getting the book rights.
Oh, sure, for sure.
So,
yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Letters.
Letters.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic Four would be...
I guess the Roger Corman one, but that's more kind of sad.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe...
I don't know. I think Fantastic Four is the most interesting one because it's the biggest fail.
What's the next biggest disaster?
Of one that got made?
Yeah. Catwoman?
Oh, yeah. But I don't think... Maybe it was one of those things where... What was the turmoil? Was there interesting turmoil on set? Or was it just we're making a boring thing?
Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah, you're right.
Like you want a disaster. You want something that, yeah, they barely finish and it's no good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, that's my answer.
Good.
Even though that's the answer that person who wrote the email also gave. This is from
Matthew Kelso. You've produced the perfect email, the perfect letter to our letter segment.
How has he done it?
Yeah.
It's from RDT. You have to recast the DCEU, but you're only allowed to use actors that appeared in the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
Do as many or as few as you want. But we can all agree that Idris Elba would be an amazing Bruce Wayne Batman? Question mark. I think he would be a good Batman.
I would
Batman.
Say that, yeah. He looks dapper.
He looks dapper. So you wouldn't do Robert Downey Jr. Batman.
No.
You do Robert Downey Jr. Alfred because you know he can do a British accent.
That's
basically.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, let's do this then. Superman is Chris Evans, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Catwoman is Scarlett Johansson.
Just because of the cat suits.
Well, because, you know, she can do flips.
It's true, she can do flips.
Yeah.
A stunt person can do flips.
Sure, that's a good point.
Who we got left? Okay, Hemsworth, Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, that's of course.
But
yeah.
Also, the problem with this is that I feel a lot of
the archetypes are...
Aquaman is just midway between Thor and the Hulk.
Right.
They went, what are people like in those movies?
Yeah.
What's coming out? Thor Ragnarok with the Hulk? Put it together. Perfect.
Yeah.
We've made the perfect movie.
Yeah. what about Paul Bettany as Harvey Bullock?
I don't like that at all.
What about Paul Bettany as young, sexy Alfred?
Yes. Yes, please. Oh, see, Butler for Butler.
Butler for Butler.
Yeah, it's weird that... Yeah. Who could you get as Harvey Bullock, though? Because when I think Harvey Bullock, I think like big fat slob.
But he's not always a big fat slob. I think you could put in like a, you know who'd be a good Dent?
Yes.
Ruffalo.
Yeah, okay.
No?
No, that's good.
I was going to say him.
But again,
Harvey Bullock.
Got a dual identity. He's got a dual, like, exactly. Dual personality. It's just,
that's what I'm doing
it's
here.
It's just like for like.
Yeah. Who else have we got? Okay, you know we haven't cast Robert Downey Jr. So who would you put him as?
Let's see.
Someone with some wit. Would you even go villain?
Perry White.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's a big enough role, though.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Like, would you put him as like a black mask, like a crime
Joker.
Guy?
Joker?
You could definitely do a Joker. He might be a bit old at this point.
Tom Holland, would he be a Robin?
He'd be a Robin.
Or would he be a...
A Bobbin.
Right,
a toboggan.
Oh, a toboggan. Yeah, Robin. I was thinking of somebody else. Who could he... All right, a Robin then.
Okay. I was thinking of somebody else, but just Robin.
Just Robin would be fine.
Yeah.
Mm.
What else? What else have we got? I should bring up a cast list.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul Rudd. What do you do?
Green Lantern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Guy Gardner Green Lantern? Kyle Rayner Green. He could be any of the Green Lanterns.
He could be any of them. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
How about this Michael Douglas Commissioner Gordon?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Vicky Vale.
Yep.
Redhead
woman.
Yep, it's fine. What else?
I'm thinking Tom Holland could have had another role. Who's it?
Hang on, I'm bringing up.
Okay.
I'm bringing up the cast. So we get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Brolin would be a good Batman.
That's true.
Yeah, that he was suggested when they were casting.
That's true.
Okay, do you want to sit on the Tom Holland for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what about Chris?
I'll just tweet it with no context later.
What about Chris Pratt as a different Green Lantern? A Guy Gardner.
Sure, yeah.
Or a Hal Jordan.
Let's make them all Green Lanterns. Everybody's a Green Lantern.
And I think you could do like a Chadwick Boseman could be a Green Lantern as well. It could be like
that's
a
what
John
we're saying,
Stewart.
Tom Holland, Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, love it.
And then kill him straight away.
Kill him straight away. What about Dave Bautista? Would you do a Solomon Grundy?
Solomon Grundy, he could be Blockbuster.
Yep.
He could be any number of enormous men.
He could be.
Could Robert Downey Jr. be Ra's al Ghul?
Yes. Is he exotic enough?
Yeah, I don't know if he's exotic enough.
What about a Vin Diesel as Ra's al Ghul?
No.
Okay, what about Sebastian Stan as Ra's al Ghul?
Nah, no, too young.
What about Stan Lee as Ra's al Ghul?
Perfect.
What about Tom Hiddleston as Ra's al Ghul?
No.
What about Benicio del Toro as Ra's al Ghul? There we go. I got there.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a few more here.
Goldblum? Goldblum the Riddler. Goldblum,
yeah,
that's Riddler.
Great. Yeah. I mean, ideally, he'd be a bit younger.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Mm-hmm. What do we got here? Don Cheadle. Bullock.
Ra's al Ghul. Oh, okay. Christmas Allen, the new Spectre.
Yep. Love it. Bradley.
Not just because he's black.
No, that's what you're saying. That's fine.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. Some kind of.
Super handsome.
Or you go weird because he's a weird character in the Marvel. So you do a Mr. McNoplex.
Bradley Cooper is Mr.
Yeah, you put
as the fifth dimension.
You put his weird little head on a tiny little elf.
That'd
body.
Be great. He's so charismatic, and that would be incredible if it's just his head and then just a floating like doll body.
Yep,
that'd be great.
I agree, Mason. I think we got most of the heavy hitters here.
Yeah.
What about a Jeremy Renner? Who's boring? He's all right.
Yeah, we say that, but I enjoy his performances like and everything. Him, yeah. I'm excited to see what he brings as Ronan.
Yeah.
Or what even his
whatever power. That
because
is.
Because all the promo shots have been him with the haircut.
Yeah.
But he's just using his bow and arrow.
Yes.
But Ronan, that's not Ronan.
He's got a sword.
Ronan is this sort of catch-all alter ego of a variety of different heroes.
Yeah, right.
Daredevil's been Ronan.
Yeah.
Other people have been Ronan. It's probably just Daredevil and Hawkeye now that I think about it. I was looking for a third one. I couldn't find
Got there. Couldn't get there.
What are we talking about?
Okay, we got a cast. Renner. Yeah, Renner. Yeah. Maybe him. He's a black mask. I think you could do a black mask.
All right.
I think Tom Hiddleston for either. You said Riddler. You said Goblin. But what about Joker?
Yes.
You like that?
I do like that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Or he could be a Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Nah. Mm. I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Changed my mind, Mason. I think. Okay. There's a few people that we've missed, but that's the. What about Cumberbatch? You want to catch Cumberbatch? Cast Cumberbatch.
Just put him in the Ra's al Ghul corpse.
Done. All right, what do we got here?
In this movie, there's a Green Lantern Corps and there's a Ra's al Ghul Corps. So
tweet in if you've got some suggestions. I'll be interested to hear this at Mr. Sunday Movies at Wikipedia Brown. This is from Brian. Hey guys, please do an episode on animatronics in movies and
Hi Brian.
And talk about The Thing. Congrats on the new house, James. Thank you. Mm. And congrats on the exceptional beard, Meso.
Thank
you. So we've both got things going
Absolutely
on.
Absolutely, we do.
I much love the official Scottish haggis of the podcast.
Ooh.
Normally ask permission, but to be the official anything, but he's just.
I enjoy his boldness.
He's put it out in the universe.
I love it.
It's a secret.
It's the secret.
He's made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
What was
animatronics?
Movies? I think practical special effects would be a good episode in general. Mm. Yeah, to do. Yeah.
What recently has that used practical effects?
Bram Stoker's Dracula. There's not a single non-practical effect in that entire movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want more recent?
Yes.
No, there isn't one.
Wow. Okay.
Everything since then has been CGI.
The Thing remake / prequel, was that all CGI?
Yeah, they actually built the animatronics and then CGI'd over the top of a lot of it. So it looks like total shit. That movie is okay.
Yeah,
it also kind of
breaks
some rules of the universe and whatever. But I mean, and it's nowhere near as good as the first Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is incredible. That's such a good movie.
Mm,
that
great.
First Thing. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'd love to. I'd love to do that. I just got a quick tweet here from Jordan. He says, hey, Jamie, my best mate and guy who introduced me to the podcast is in hospital since last week with pneumonia. He's a huge fan of the show and I was wondering if you could tell him to get better.
Yeah, get better, idiot.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, mate? You're letting the side down.
Get your lungs happening.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
If you could, for just a minute, if you could, all right?
Unbelievable.
God.
Just get better.
If you come on, mate. God.
No, I hope you're okay.
Me too.
That's not a cool thing to have.
Mm.
Ooh.
But so you could make it a cool thing to have.
Yeah, you could wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like a Jeremy Renner haircut.
Correct.
Just own it. Yeah. Okay. That's the show for this week,
Mason.
That
is the show this week.
Next week, I don't know.
Something else.
Yeah. And then the week after that, Star Wars. And then the week after that, we could switch off till the end of the year. I know we have to do a best of and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I got to catch up on a bunch of stuff I haven't seen. And then we'll do that. Yeah.
Put your feet up.
Put my feet
Drink
up.
Drink an eggnog.
Oh, I've never had eggnog.
Have you had a
an egg?
Big M egg flip?
No, I don't like Big M.
You don't like Big M?
Not particularly. I don't like flavoured milk, except for Milo. which I don't have because it would ruin me because I just eat it all day. Sure. I can't keep anything in my house because I'll just destroy it.
Yeah, sure.
Like if there's a hint of chocolate, I'll just go through it. So I just don't buy it. I'm a madman, mate.
I know, right?
I can't be tamed.
You're so cheeky for chocolate. That's your problem.
I don't even like it that much.
But if it's there.
It's there, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, go on.
That's all I had.
Big M's. No.
Get an egg flip Big M.
I'm not eating.
It'll change your life.
I'm drinking an egg milk-based drink. No. It doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's good, though.
If you put an egg and milk together, it should be in a cake. Bake it up. What do you got there? A cake, Mason.
Correct, you do. It's very late here.
All right, do the end.
Oh, okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you you want to say hi to us, we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp, where we've got our audio commentaries. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
We've got our Facebook group, Planet Broadcasting Great Mates. Just look for that on Facebook. We have 5,000 members now.
Yep.
That was quick.
Yeah. We're also, is it 5,000?
It's 5,000 members.
I think I mentioned in a video recently.
That kicked it right off, let me tell you.
Is it still not a shit show?
Yeah, it's still good. Everybody's really nice.
God, all right. I was worried about mentioning it. Yeah. It's
because your viewers are lunatics?
Some are.
No, that's, you get
most
that.
People are really good.
Yeah. Well, you have 800,000 subscribers now. Yeah. So.
But it doesn't reflect what people view. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right, okay.
So, you know, like a video will do like 100,000, 200,000 or whatever. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
I mean, do you think a lot of your subscribers are dead now?
I don't give a fuck. No, that's...
good times.
No, what I think it is, I think I've built my channel a lot on
long as their laptops are still powered.
Yeah, I don't care. But a lot of the stuff that I'd say the majority of people come for is like trailer breakdowns and Easter eggs and stuff. So those do big numbers and other stuff just, you know, does okay.
Anyway, as we were saying, if you want to come say hi on the Great Mates group, it's really good. If you want to have some discussions about comic book movies and superheroes and all sorts of stuff, and you don't want to be called an idiot for not knowing every single detail about everything, just pop in and say hi.
That's right.
Have a nice chat. Or if you want to talk about any other podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network,
yeah, there's a bunch.
They're
of
all
great
right
ones
there.
Yeah.
If you want to, say hi to Levins, or Matt Stewart.
They're all
Knox,
over.
They're
it.
All there.
They're all over.
They're all
it,
the
yeah.
greats.
Yeah.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Yep.
Or you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to buy some stuff. What else? T-shirts on TeePublic.
Yep.
Get a logo shirt. Get a Terrifico Fantastico shirt.
Please.
Get a shirt with my face on it is what I'm saying. I do.
Also, on the subject of commentaries, people have asked whether we're going to do a Force Awakens one. Yes, we will do that before
the
next movie. Yeah.
Good.
We haven't organized the time, but we will.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
If it kills us both.
Yeah. If it kills Mason, we're still doing it.
It's fine. I have subscribed to your channel, so it doesn't matter if I die.
Just keep that laptop running. Yeah. What else?
That's it, I think. Thank you to the Boot and the Basilisk and Rackham for our themes. Thank
you. The Boot?
The Boot. That's all blurring together after a while. Once again, thank you to everybody who listens.
Yep.
It's madness. The fact that even 5,000 people listen is crazy.
But it's more than that.
It's more than that, though.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's pretty good.
His lanyard's gone.
He's
back
putting
on,
his lanyard on. I assume for bed, you're going to go to bed with that lanyard on.
With it, yeah.
It's very odd.
This is going to be worth something one day, Mason.
Yeah.
It's a historical artifact. It says Melbourne is all in # Justice League.
Yeah. It's like it's like a misprinted like dollar bill or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Like in future, people are going to be like, but Melbourne wasn't all in. This must be an incredible misprint. This is worth thousands now.
What an anomaly. Is this flying from another dimension? What is this? Yeah. All right. Yep. That's it.
Cool. All right. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.